Yo, yo, Grand Rising, gods and goddesses, it's What the Fuck Wednesdays, WTF. We about to get into some shit. Mosey on in, share the room. For those who might listen later, share the, share whatever you listening at. Just share it to somebody. We all here in this human experience. We about to dive into some what the fuck today. What's up?
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
My guy. Whenever DJ Crazy Man pop this show off, we gonna get it popping. Everybody go ahead and hit that share.
It's the Think High Crew, what up?
It's the Think High Crew, yeah.
I was just fucking with you. I wasn't talking. I was just seeing if y'all was going to be like, no, I can't hear you, man.
I'm like, nah, nigga, you ain't say shit. Excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all.
What's up, everyone? It is WTF Wednesday, a.k.a. W-I-N-S Day Wednesday. If you've got money in the market, if you're selling, you're losing. So it wouldn't be a Wednesday for you. If you're holding tight, then you might come out on top, but who knows? You might end up at the bottom. There ain't no promises. All I know is in my experience of all this shit is when it goes down, that's not the time to sell.
Right. Right.
You sell when it goes up, but
yes, sir.
But hey, you know what I mean? Some people's got money.
It's the vibe of the day. If you like, this is May 1st. What is it? Is that supposed
Mayday?
Yeah, it's May Day.
This is May Day. It's May Day, May Day. We're going down. May Day.
Yeah.
That's for all the.
Well,
the
it was going down, but now we're saying May Day because now it's an emergency. You know what I mean? We're getting too close to the bottom now. You know what I mean?
Like, if you look at not necessarily United States, but it seems like it's starting to be that way. But like Europe, predominantly Europe, May Day kicks off the riot season.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's kind of weird that, you know, it seems like everything becomes a little hectic on May 1st.
It does seem like that. It seems like, though, like it's all gets warmed up for, you know, the crazy summers, you know what I mean, that we used to, you know, hear about back in the day, you know, our grandparents or our parents in summer. Man, that was the craziest. The summers get crazy. But, you know what I mean, for Ohio and small cities like, you know, Canton, it's a little bit different, you know what I mean? But at the same time, like, I did want to talk about what the fuck was going on with these fucking riots and these kids in these schools and what the fuck was really, why is that circled back? This whole topic has circled back now. shit, we just was about forgot about it again because of the Ukraine popped up again. And then Ukraine, you know, looks like they picked, they got these three topics that they've been busting around. But other than that, behind the scenes, you know, the money's flopping, the market's flopping, but the music industry is up year over year, another 8%. Isn't that weird? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of shit that we could be like, what the fuck is going on? Especially if you're looking at the financial thing. Just to add to your
If you want to know what's going on with the financial thing, all you got to do is know that that guy, Jerome Powell, which is the Fed chair, speaks today. And every time he talks, it's some bullshit. This time, we were all lied to. Yeah. Not necessarily by the Fed, but by the big money. Right. The economist that told everybody there was going to be 6 rate cuts, then that got cut in half to 3, and now there's none, and they might hike the bitch again. If that happens, the whole world will start going into what we hear about, what we really never experienced as adults, but hyperinflation. And if you think it's expensive now, bro. Motherfucking back a goddamn thing of bread might be $20.
Bruh.
Especially the bread I buy, because I gotta buy that gluten free shit because my wife can't eat regular fucking bread. So that shit be expensive as a motherfucker, boy.
Yeah.
That goddamn Pepperidge Farm fucking sourdough, bitch. That motherfucker hitting for about $8.99 right now for a loaf.
I told my youngest was
I be nibbling on that bitch. I don't even eat a whole piece.
She was learning about like the average incomes and shit like that. And she was asking like, how much are your average expenses every month, Dad? And I told her, and she's like, wow. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's hyperinflation right now. You know what I mean? She's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh my gosh. So, you know what I actually started doing is trying to get AI to help me write children's book to help children from, you know, certain ages to understand, like middle school ages. Well, she's not middle school yet, but she
reads just some financial literacy, bro.
Yeah, bro. Just in general. I was like, man, we need to get on something. So that's like a side hustle that I'm about to start. It's just going to be some dope ass children's books. It's going to explain some shit, that fucking people don't really get, you know what I mean? Like, not too much the corruption side of it, but just to break it down to them in layman's terms to how they can understand how it completely makes no sense, you know what I mean? That it's all just a game, you know? But yeah, what the fuck Wednesday, man? Like, it's been a fucking crazy ass fucking week so far. We've made it through to the hump day, so we should all be grateful for that, you know? Some people didn't wake up today. It's May Day. It's May 1st, 2024. And if we're going to get into it right off top, since we only got about an hour to spend with y'all today, we'll break it down and I'll jump right into the numerology. Since it's the first, it would simplify the day to the one. It's going to be a little bit more specific when you're dealing with Sybil. Shout out to Secret Energy and Seven Momar and them gentlemen and gods and goddesses over there for the creation of this benevolent AI. And we'll be able to compare it to, you know, some real shit, some shit that we, you know, fucked around and found out the day before and we're saying what the fuck to. But the number one holds, you know, significant power across a lot of, you know, numerology, esoteric, astrology, metaphysics. The number one is ruled by the sun, obviously, which symbolizes the leadership, the vitality, and initiative. Those influenced by this number are often seen as pioneers, always ready to lead the way. They possess qualities and ambition of assertiveness and a strong drive to succeed. The energy of the sun brings forth a day of enhanced self-awareness and personal power, making it an excellent time for starting new ventures and asserting one's individuality. The astrology behind the first falls under the sign of Taurus, the bull. Taurus in the earth sign is ruled by Venus, which emphasizes stability, pleasure, and persistence. The combination of the sun's leadership and Taurus's grounding energy suggests a balance between pioneering spirits and practical execution. Wow, that's crazy. And this is a day where you have effectively harness your creative energies to produce a tangible result. And then if you're going to go to the tarot, the number one is associated with the magician card. And the magician symbolizes manifestation, resourcefulness, and power, which indicates a time when you may have all of the tools and resources at your disposal to achieve your goals. And the presence, excuse me, of the magician and reinforces the theme of initiation and action, urging you to channel your inner potential and bring forth something new to the world. And metaphysically perspective, the number one is often associated with the beginning, you know, unity, creation, force itself. And, you know, one became two. It encourages individuality and the pioneering thought, but it also, in context of the universal energies, is marked by its potential for initiating new spiritual insights and a deeper self-understanding. And today, a lot of shit happened today. May 1st is significant because it's a celebrated day as the International Workers' Day, Slavery Day, Labor's Day. I don't know, however you want to, you know, say that. May Day also, a day of international labor solidarity. This day has its roots in the labor union movement, specifically the 8-hour day movement, which fucked us, which advocated 8 hours for work, 8 hours for recreation, and 8 hours for rest. Additionally, today is when they
that's why everybody protests on May Day, because it's the unions, because Europe is made up of like a bunch of unions because there's so much socialist environment going on over there. So the unions push to protest, and I bet you if you look at the internet tonight, you'll see some motherfucking.
I got a couple other things that happened on this day that will give you that same vibration. On the 1st of May 1931, it was the official opening of the Empire State Building, which, you know, it's an iconic architectural structure. And in summary, though, May 1st, 2024 is a day, I guess we would say, it'll be rich in the creation and manifestation energies, also practical application. It's a powerful time for starting new projects, asserting your individuality, and embracing your leadership qualities. A historical context of this day adds a layer of collective action and achievement, reminding us to use the power of unity in concerted effort in creating monumental results. And that would be the, what up, Bruce Wayne? That'd be the numerology on today. What I also wanted to point out before we got all the way into the what the fuck was also on this day, that was 1886, the labor unions and the socialist organizations went on strike in the United States today, leading to the Haymarket Affair and eventually establishment of a Labor Day. 1927, today, the Ford Model T, the first affordable automobile for the average American, is produced for the first time. 1941, the first cartoon character, Citizen Kane, debuted in the United States. 1960, on the first, the Soviet Union shoots down an American U-2 spy plane, leading to the U-2 crisis. And in 1994, the World Wide Web was born on this day. The first website going live at CERN, C-E-R-N. Oh my God. Well, that's a little bit of, you know, what the fuck happened in the past on this day.
Funny how nobody ever talks about that one.
No. I'm so surprised, guys, because I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay? All these fucking know-it-alls out here ain't never said nothing about no damn CERN and the internet first website being for CERN. Like, what the fuck is really going on, man?
AI told me.
It's like the website, the first website directed was CERN's website to pull you into a different time zone or some shit. What the fuck is going on?
In 1994, the World Wide Web was born. Yeah, with the first website going live at CERN, C-E-R-N. I don't know if it's the same CERN. I would have to do some more deep diving on if that was like CERN is where the first website went live at, you know what I mean? Which is crazy because if the first website went live at CERN, and CERN is the same place where the particle collider was that are supposedly open up portals and shit, how do we know that the internet ain't just the connection to the ether? Maybe they just was like, oh, we found out the ether plug, so we're just going to plug it to the intern. We'll call it the internet. You know what I mean? Like, and then, I don't know. Anyways, it's just some wild shit for you guys to think about that happened today, which maybe show, you know, why today is the way that it is. See how energy was going, what the fuck is going on in the United States at these colleges and all around the world with everybody protesting what's going on in the Middle East. It's getting pretty fucking crazy. And I know that, I think that's where you was about to start with, but I do see that fucking picture with a pig on the nose on that dude's head. How the fuck that happened?
Well, there, so he, AI. Nah, he got into some type of accident and like the majority of his nose got cut off. And so these experimental scientists / doctors in China have grown a fucking nose on this dude's forehead, and they're going to cut it off and try to plastic surgery it back onto his face.
I told you, no. Nuh-uh, that's AI, bro.
No, that's real. I just read the article.
I told you, bro. See, if it's real, then I knew this shit. Remember I told you that if they got the technology with the MNR,
I remember about all.
Yeah, if they could tell your body to grow a nose on your forehead and then cut it off and put it on your face. Did I fucking create that? I didn't create that. But I said that shit, man. We got to find that Twitter space or whatever fucking show it was, bro. We got to find that, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
I'm just saying, if you look at it, like you could tell they shaved an area. They took a skin graft right there from his head. They probably, come on. This dude got a nose on his forehead, bro. That shit's crazy. I might just say fuck it and just have no nose.
Bruh.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going through all that, to be honest.
I don't think I'm going through. I mean, they probably paying this nigga, though, right?
Gotta be, or he might be a Uyghur. He might be enslaved.
He might be. He might be.
Because you know they're doing some crazy shit over there. Everybody acts like, "Oh, you're being so mean to the Chinese people." It's like, dude, they do that kind of shit though. I mean, they being mean. It's just how the fuck it is.
Yeah, right, man. God damn, that shit got me fucked up. But at the same time, it's like, you know, like I said, I'm like, man, eventually they'll be able to grow. You know what I mean? If they can make your body produce certain proteins and shit, like why wouldn't they be able to make your body, you know what I mean, grow an extra fucking nose? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Doesn't make, it seem to me ain't no fucking difference. If they're able to message your RNA and your RNA is able to tell your RNA tells your DNA what to do. So if they can message your RNA and your RNA is like, oh yeah, hey DNA, put a nose right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, then you grow one? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
the article said that it was chosen to grow on his forehead so it would have the same texture as the skin on the face. So somebody was like, why didn't they just grow it on his back?
Did they say exactly the technology? Like, did they say what kind of technology they used?
Nah,
no,
they didn't.
Yeah, of course not, yeah. I just was wondering. Sometimes they tell you, like, if it was gene therapy or some shit like that, or stem cell research or some shit. Normally,
You know what I think is funny, man? And I mean, I don't like, you know how we talk about all the stuff on here anyway, about like Zionism and Zionism and all that shit.
Right.
I think it's funny though. Honestly, I really do think it's funny watching some of these videos and these people are like, oh, these Zionists came and they beat these college kids up. I'm like, well, first of all, these motherfuckers had the Jewish people blocked out of the fucking room, bro. Right, you couldn't even go into college. And then it's like this. It's like, you think you're just going to bully people around to the point to where they're not going to come back?
All right, so
and then when they come back, then all of a sudden they're a Zionist?
I think we need to make this distinction right now. So I'm going to need everybody.
They beat them motherfuckers up, boy. I'm talking up.
Let me make this distinction for both of us and for our show. We know that not all Zionists are Jewish people.
No.
That are Jewish people.
The majority are probably Christian or Catholic or fucking Muslim.
The majority of Zionists are Christian Zionists. So let's just get this straight. We're going to make a disclaimer right now for this show and all previous shows or previous shows and prior shows after this. You know what I'm saying? Disclaimer, guys. We know that not all Jewish people are Zionists or not all Judeo-practicing religion people are Zionists. And we know that most Zionists, by the, I guess you wouldn't say by what AI and the information that I research tells us, most of them are Christian or Catholic Zionists rather than Jew Zionists.
Well, so think about this.
We can make that distinction now so we can stop, you know, because when we say that shit, people probably be thinking, we're thinking, you know what I mean? Because that's what's been the whole confusion, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's
well, think about the whole, this. The Judean Christian values, you know, that's right. Jewish and Christian. But Judea is actually what Jewish people used to be referred to during the Hitler era, okay? But if you then think about this, though, Judea is actually the one who declared war on Germany first.
Yeah, right.
So...
Yeah, just go... I mean, go back to... So, yeah.
So why wouldn't I talk that in school?
Because in school, they wanted you to think that the czars of Russia were being racist to the Jewish community to build that narrative. It's all mm-hmm. part of that fucking narrative. Like somebody got to our history books way before we could.
And
you know what I mean?
During that time is when the Judea Christian came about.
Yeah.
The Judean Christian values or values, sorry, became, you know, a thing. Before that, it was not a thing.
Well, that's why they won't let these cats have, you can't have a blood test in Israel, because if you blood test it, people, you'll show that, you know, 80% of the people who are in Gaza are actually have Semitic blood. And then that only 4% of the people who are occupying Israel actually have Semitic blood, because most of them are converts from.
That's Poland, probably the same reason why you can't find out your blood. You can't find out your blood type in the United States of America unless you go do it yourself.
Well, people, a lot of people think that when they give their blood or whatever they do for their ancestry.com and all them places, that they're actually getting a, you know, an accurate, you know, depiction of where they're actually from. You know what I mean? But that's not the truth. Like, we would literally need like six of our grandparents to be able to, six grandmothers, you would need them. Most of us don't have six fucking grandmothers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we can't go back six generations to get DNA from every last one of our grandparents or have at least the records on hand. You know what I mean? From
and even with the enough. Even with that, they don't even take your blood. They just make you swab your mouth.
And then like, so it's like, and then you have to think, man, you had to have eight fucking grandparents basically for you to fucking exist. So like, there's a lot of work that goes into actually finding out your fucking lineage. And the way that they fucked it up was, you know, through the paperwork as well, because since you know, you can't, you know, it's hard to go back with the DNA six generations. A lot of the people were just documenting their family trees and shit. So then, you know, they got into that. They basically invested money into, you know, becoming a part of people's fucking goddamn religions and cultures. Like, hey, mm-hmm. shit, you know what I mean? Like, let me just pay and I'll be an Indian. They called them $5 Indians. Hey, can I pay you $5 and be written on your registry? Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
I mean, shit, what, come on, if somebody asked you, hey, bro, could you write me in on your family tree for fucking, you know, $5 million? You'd be like, hell yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Because I want my family to be not racist five generations from now. You know what I mean? Five generations from now, I want to be considered indigenous and not racist. So, right. And you know what? Only the influential families do stuff like that, because they know eventually some shit like that's going to pop up.
You get on my fucking nerves with how you say shit sometimes. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who gets that fucking humor. But to me, because I don't want to be racist five generations.
No. And then, so think about this, right? So it's like, if you, in the 1700s, if you were like, look, we need to get our family tree involved with some people in this land over here, because eventually we're going to take that bitch, we're going to go there, and we want to be able to be not the problem.
We want to be able to trick everybody else who's indigenous to that.
Who thinks that far ahead? Is it people thinking that far ahead because they know they're going to come back here and they're going to have to live it over?
I mean, it's like, I guess that's why I know, I guess, you know, that things are just way more than what the fuck it seems to be. I mean, for the simple fact that who, like,
do
you
people
said,
really care?
Fucking, yeah.
What their family tree is gonna be like? Fucking 400 years from now.
You know what? You know.
You what? Know what I'm saying? I mean, like what?
See, and that's the thing, right? I think that was another trick. If we go back and we look, right, that's always been a thing, right? When has it not been a thing? Your lineage, your legacy, your family legacy, your last name, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The power that it carries. When has that not been the goal, right? I think that they started tricking people out of that shit, you know, a long time ago. You know what I mean? Like, they started making people think like, oh, no, the goal isn't to create a good legacy, it's just to get rich. You know what I mean? Like, and just trick people out of that. You know what I mean? That way their families would always be the families holding all the fucking legacy of the whole fucking world. So like, no matter what fucking ever happened, they're part of each and every legacy. The inventions of the car and all of that shit, because they were able to keep everybody else family legacy as workers. Or warriors, well, you mean?
Because when you hear about a group of, you know, 13, I'll just say that because that's what, you know, 13 different families still run the world. It's like, what? Really?
No, and then
how many damn kids did they have? They all smart like that? They all bad as fuck? They all...
Nah, they
and
all
it's like, or is it just the same motherfuckers coming back over and over?
It could be. It could be. I mean, when you think about...
I mean, like we were talking about yesterday, bro. Yeah. Honestly.
Okay.
Any human being that wakes up this morning and says they know for 100% fact that AI is not controlling the world, then they're a liar. Because you do not know for a fact.
Right.
It sounds pretty damn outlandish.
I mean, no, it don't. I mean, it just sounds... I mean, you say the shit that make people be like, man, then what's the meaning?
Man, no, that's stupid, man. That's stupid.
Because
AI ain't running shit. Bitch, how you know?
They lose meaning. You know what I mean? Like, and it's crazy. It's they lose meaning. Because I even heard the one dude, the top G dude said that. Like, if you can't be an authentic, original human, then you're going to get replaced by AI because you're just a copycat of somebody else.
Something else.
You know what I mean? And I mean, even though I don't really agree with everything this nigga said.
I don't even like him. I'd kickbox his ass. I swear to God I would. The bitch might beat me, but I'm going to get on that motherfucker. I promise you.
But I can't.
I don't think he. You know what I'm saying? He could do all that sparring he wants to, but bitch, they ain't hitting you back though.
Listen, I completely agree with you, bro. And like I said,
and he also said if you like having sex with a woman for any other reason than to have a kid, then you're gay if you do it because it feels good.
He must not know about tantric sex. He must not know about how the creation or manifestation is.
The fuck you jack off for then?
Oh my God.
Because it feels good.
Yeah.
Anybody that sits there and says, oh, I only have sex to have kids, I don't do it because it feels good. You're like, man, get on, boy. You crazy as fuck, boy. You stupid. That don't even sound
right. But wait, though. Even the jackass is right every now and then, like I said. And he made a good point about it. You know what I mean? About what he... I even just forgot what the fuck I said. He said, you got me... He did say some crazy shit like that, though. So he doesn't make sense. But we know people like him exist, like, you know, William Carson, where he'll say some straight, profound, dope shit, and people will be like, oh, yeah, because they could relate to it and understand how much truth it has, but then at the same time be a complete fucking fuckboy.
Well, they're on both spectrums. Like, so Andrew, top dog, right? This motherfucker will tell you that whole thing about you should only be... Any man that's 40 years old that doesn't have 6 kids is a loser. And the only reason you should have sex is to have kids, not because it feels good. But at the same time, he's got a fucking streaming site with a bunch of naked chicks all up in the air. Yeah.
That's like, all right.
People watching that learn how to have kids. No. You know?
Right.
And then Billy Carson, he'll tell you this over here, and then he'll be over here scamming the motherfucker, though.
Yeah, yep. He'll tell you, oh, yeah, let's, you know, he'll have you spend all this money to go on a tour with him to Egypt when you could fucking spend probably a third of that and do it yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, just to convince you, oh, I got some knowledge that you got. The knowledge that I got is forbidden. You know what I mean? The shit that I got a secret. I mean, that's the one thing that I don't really agree with a lot of these fucking gurus and all of the messages when it comes to that shit. It just be, it's just another,
it's another excuse you cut out.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Somebody was trying to call me. Yeah, just another distraction. Another distraction from
yourself. Yeah, exactly. I was just gonna bring this up real quick, and then I guess we can get into some more what the fuck different subjects. But I think also that I don't know if it's intentional or not, whatever. But the whole colleges being, you know, crazy at this point, I'm not gonna get on nobody's side because I'm not on nobody's side. Right. But I believe that is a huge distraction from the actual thing that was supposed to be happening. And then also, why haven't we seen any war footage from Ukraine? And why haven't we seen any footage from Gaza except for showing kids hungry? And that sounds like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Like, that we ain't seen no. So we got to send money over there.
Right.
But we can't see no proof.
Yeah. Same thing like with Ukraine, too. We
100% Ukraine. Yeah. I said that the first. Yeah. Why ain't we seen nothing from Ukraine? We seen some buildings toppled over, but everybody knows that 2002 to 2012, everybody should know that they had a goddamn revolution over there. Yeah. And it went the fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so all that footage could be just from then, you know what I'm saying?
It's nice that you say that, because that was a part of a what the fuck that I had lined up today, too. I was literally looking for, my gosh, you know, some people can't take a fucking hit, you know what I mean? Sorry about that. I found a string of videos where people were asking the same exact fucking thing, and they were trying to find it. And like, there's no fucking footage that people can find of any of that Ukraine or actual battle footage of, you know what I mean? Like, we've seen like those drone, the drone ones where, like, you know, they're kind of blowing shit up, but it's like,
oh, what is that? Is that, that could be a video game. I mean, honestly, that could be some Call of Duty shit. I mean,
right. I mean, and the wild shit about it is like, when you dive into subjects like that, you find out that you Google Maps, try to find Palestine when you Google Maps, it's gone now. Like, yeah. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird shit that surrounds that. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no footage. There's no... they were selling whole VHS tapes of World War I and II footage.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Like, we'd be up late. You know what I'm saying? We'd be up late at night, fucking, and that infomercial comes on and be like, get you your revised VHS footage of World War II.
Shit, you can go on Netflix and see them things in color now. You know what I mean?
Sell the tapes, my nigga. Like, and nowadays we got all this technology. You're absolutely right. That is a fucking great fucking question. If anybody has any footage or can point us to where some footage is at, please just leave it in the comments or share us or hit the fucking goddamn inboxes, www.thinkhotcrew.com. Let us know something, because I haven't found any.
You know what else I think I find just kind of, it's like setup-ish, is every time they show you them little scenes, or every time you see those little scenes of when Hamas attacked or did a terrorist attack or whatever you want to call it against Israel, it was so far south or west or north, whatever you want to call it, that it was way away from like Israel, actually. It was just way out in the middle of nowhere. And it was like they came down on hang gliders and shit. And, you know, stuff like that, bro. It's just like, really? So anyway, they show you the people kidnapped or whatever you want to call it, you know, taken prisoner, whatever, hostages. Yeah. And all the crowd has got a phone and they're all like, recording or all the like looking into the phone talking like they're posting it on their social media, and I'm like, what the fuck is really going on here, man? Like, You got people out in the middle of the goddamn desert, but they're trying to get on. Like, what?
Did we really forget? I understand your frustration when it comes to that too. Because did we really forget how like these motherfuckers was hiring crisis actors? Like, did that like just disappear? Like, do we just think that that shit just is non-existent anymore? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how we went from understanding, like, the whole community as a whole world. We understood that there was orchestrated bullshit happening that was happening by the powers that be. And we had it on camera and videotape. But now, like you said, we act like the shit is not still, you know what I mean? Like, how does that happen that people are making posts like, oh my it's God, like, Hamas why, is attacking?
Why are some videos on social media real and some are not?
But the babies and then the 100 babies with the 100 heads, 100 baby heads cut off. Like, I feel you, bro. Like, all of that shit was fake. All that shit was nobody showed us no baby heads, nothing. No,
or what about,
I wanted to see it.
We could go back in a little bit. not you don't got to go back far. But we go back in time a little bit to where when ISIS was cutting people's heads off and setting them on fire and all this shit on video.
True.
And it's like, I'm not saying it was not real, but all I'm saying is how the fuck do you know it's real?
Right.
So I'm not saying not to believe something or to believe it, but I'm just like, how do you, other than somebody telling you what it is, how do you determine for yourself if you believe something or not?
Right.
Or do some people not even fucking think like that? They don't have an inner monologue. So they're just like, oh yeah, that's what's happening. There's a war over there. Yeah.
Man, but it's so much deeper than that. Like, it's so much deeper than just like a war going over there. Like, this shit goes like goes back to, like, you remember Nixon? Like, I watched an interview, right? It's so this shit takes me back. Like, I watched an interview with Nixon and he was talking about how the Jewish community of Israel has gained too much political power. And he's like, the problem that they have with him is that he only goes with Israel and the Jewish community when it benefits America first. And that's why they got his ass out of there. And that's what, you know, allegedly, but I watched this whole interview, you know, and that's basically what the person who was doing the interview with Nixon, I guess, was trying to prove that there was a group of Jewish Americans, you know what I mean, Christian, you know, Catholic, Jewish Americans who were basically all lobbyists, you know, inside of the American government to control the Senate and in the House and even the president, you know what I mean? And we've talked about, like I said, how AIPAC still hasn't registered as a foreign agency. And that's because they feel like America is the Holy Land, for real. So like when they got that Israel set up over there, I don't understand like what I think is really just like a money pit right now, or a way that they can, I don't know what why it was developed.
It's a good way to try to stir up bullshit and or control the area too. You know,
my whole thing is this:
there's a lot of money there, a lot of oil.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. With that part, and it's strategic, you know what I mean, when it comes to that. But it's like, why would you invest as much, even more money into that than your own, quote-unquote, what you claim to be your holy land? You know what I mean? So, like, if they feel that America is really the holy land, right, like, why set up this, you know, separate entity over here and call it, you know, Israel and do, but you send all your best and brightest people over here to the United States to lobby and to pay and to force basically our politicians, not really force because they could say no, but you know our politicians act accordingly. And then when a president doesn't act accordingly, now he's a scandal. Now, you know what I mean? Nixon, he's a scandal. You know what I mean? Like, and Nixon, you know what I mean? Like, people, a lot of people liked him because they reminded him of Trump on the low. But
it could go back to the whole Judean Christian values.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, that could be a big ass cult, honestly.
Yeah, because like, what the fuck? Because like you said, and just to go back to, you know, what you were pointing out with it, like, we don't got any footage. All it is based on what somebody is telling us it is. You know what I mean? And how many times has that been, you know, wrong? Like, we can just point out over and over and over and over and over again. No babies, no Hunter babies was proven. None of this was proven. None of the anti-Semitic acts towards the state of Israel has been proven that these people actually did that to them. But for some reason, we can find helly proof of, you know, the shit that Israel's done. You know what I'm saying? To the people, the indigenous people of that land. And that's what's, you know, I guess, like you said, to point out the wild fact. But if they're controlling all the banks and all of the fucking money and all of the governments and politicians, because they're nothing but greedy pigs, then it would make sense to why they could sit over here in America, have some bullshit going on the other side of the fucking world, and let this place fall to shit, because they don't really give a fuck about the actual indigenous people of this land, just like they didn't care about the indigenous people of Palestine.
Yeah, I don't think anybody cares about anybody's indigenous label. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. Just think about it. You could go to South America and see that people don't. You go to China or Asia. Yeah. If you go to like the area that the Soviet Union was at, the minority didn't give a fuck about the majority of or the Slav. You know what I mean? Like the Slavs were enslaved by people that weren't from there. Vikings weren't from that area. They came in there because they were paid by the people.
Oop, I lost you. You there? Paid by people. Ooh, I lost you. Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Just received an update.
There go the music. Yeah, I can hear that. Did you get up and walk away? It's Mayday, Mayday. Co-pilot is down right now. Ladies and gentlemen, gods and goddesses. Yeah. I can't hear you. Yeah, I can't hear you. You there? Good. We only had about 15 minutes left in the show anyways. We're experiencing some technical difficulties at the moment. Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now through your phone.
I don't know what happened. Okay, so anyway.
Sorry about the pause. Did y'all know that ISIS, Israel Secret Intelligence Services, like it was literally... American Free Press, Greater Israel, 1982, planned for Middle East Empire, aided by ISIS. So ISIS was really the Israeli secret intelligence services. But then who was in office? Was it Obama? And it was the enemy that they was fighting over there?
Right. That's why, you know what? I think that's why Obama was always saying ISIL. A motherfucker wasn't trying to get caught saying that shit that was, you know what I mean? Because he was always saying ISIL. Bitch, it was ISIS. What the hell are you talking about?
And so, like, it was an actual theme, which is crazy as fuck. You know what I mean? So,
so was Al Qaeda.
Right.
When Russia hit Afghanistan first, The United States came in to help, but the CIA created Al-Qaeda to fight against Russia as a proxy war, just like the United States is doing with Ukraine against Russia. So the United States wouldn't be in the headlines as going to war with Russia, and or so Russia couldn't prove that the United States had a hand in it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Al-Qaeda is bad. Like, what right. the fuck, man? Come on now.
You do ask that. That's a great fucking question. Because, like, when we were talking about, like, what the fuck was going on, like, they literally had, you know, newspapers. So, like, the shit be fucking me up because, like, it makes me laugh, but, you know, it be fucking me up because it's like, the shit. I seen a meme. I guess the meme described it best. He said, America is the only government that will tell you, no, we didn't do this. We didn't do that. We would never do nothing like that. And then 20 years later, a document is released that says, yeah, we fucking did it. And what the fuck are you going to do about it?
Right. It's like, well, I mean, like
every time, bro.
I mean, they did that. The people that were in office back then. But it's like, but Congress writes the fucking laws, and some of these people have been in Congress 34 years,
oh
bro.
Oh my gosh. Since my mom worked for the FBI, there's been, like, Biden has been in the office. You understand that? Like, that shit is crazy. My mom was a college student working, getting out of college, you know what I mean? Affirmative action. She starts working for the FBI. Biden is working in the fucking.
Yep. Well, bro, think about this, man. So look, all right, so it's kind of hard for people to take in that all of this stuff we're talking about. If you look at it, if you go from 1980 until now, mm-hmm. that's just as long as from 1980 to World War One. Mm. Or I'm sorry, World War Two.
Yeah.
So, like, all the shit that happened in World War II, do we actually believe it's all real, like it's been told to us? Because we see all the bullshit going on from 2000 or from 1980s to now. It's like, whoa, man.
Right. Okay. And I'm going to answer your question.
And then our generation is dead in the middle of that.
Yeah, and you know what I was going to... No, but I think that it's been a play. It's been a play on wheels maybe since Kennedy, maybe? I don't know. Don't take my word for it when I say that, but I think we might even be able to go like that far back. Because
well, like Bruce Wayne just said, does anybody believe we got Osama in the middle of the night, cut his head off?
No, because Obama Sotoro is CIA old money. Barry Santoro, Sotoro, wherever the heck Obama's real name is, he's old CIA money. They got pictures of him and Osama bin Laden with that. Man,
well, you know what you can do too?
Get the fuck out of here.
Google, you should find out, people in general should find out, how many people are actually usually in a SEAL team?
Right.
Why is it called SEAL Team 6? I know it doesn't mean that there's 6 people, or maybe it does. Right. But is there a team of a SEAL team that has 13? Because if not, then it's total bullshit that the SEAL team crashed in a helicopter and there was 13 of them in there.
Right.
That supposedly went and got Osama bin Laden from an encampment in what, Pakistan or some shit?
Yeah.
And then dumped his body. Like, what the fuck do you mean? The most wanted man in the world, you dump his body in the ocean before you bring him back here for And then if you're gonna do that, why the fuck you tell anybody about it?
Yeah.
I just see you. That don't even make sense, bro.
My
it's like,
question
if
is,
that was a, if that was a hit,
Where do they find these characters at? Like, where do they find these the people to play the role? Like, are these people playing the role willingly, or are they unwillingly, you know, playing this role in this great immaculate scheme to trick billions of people in the fucking fear? You know what I mean? You're right. 13 is a righteous number of righteous men, Bruce. But, you know, to me, that's what it makes me ask. Because you're giving, like, straight shit that, you know, people, we used to talk about this. You know what I mean? Like we used to fucking, like, even back in the day when, like, 9/11 first happened. Like, we used to talk about all the possibilities that was going on. And then it was, like, somewhere in there, man, something happened, bro. A switch was hit in everybody's brain because... Like, nobody remembers all of the evidence. Like, we had to reprove. Doesn't it feel like we had to reprove that 9/11 mm-hmm. was an inside job? Why did that happen?
Because it's the younger generations that grew up not, you know, like, certain people were born. Think about it, bro. There's motherfuckers that was born in on September
11th. Right. I get what you're saying.
The same year, 2001. Right. That are now how old? 27 years old.
Right. Damn, that's why I feel like Groundhog Day with that. You know what I mean? Like, I've had people, like, been like, what are you talking about? I've never heard that before. I'm like, holy shit. And then you go and you look on the internet and all of the information that used to be there, it's gone or scrubbed or it's, like, fucking so deep within the fucking search that, you know what I mean? It's going to take you an hour or two just to find all of the shit that we... Yeah.
Check this out real quick. I just asked Grok about the SEAL team thing, and it says SEAL team, a typical SEAL team has an officer in charge, usually a lieutenant, a platoon chief, and two squads commanded by lieutenant, squad leader, blah, 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 right? So it's not all that important, but with two to four task units containing a total of 8 platoons and a support staff is approximately 300 personnel. So that's just people that's on the radio, on the phone, whatever support. Mm-hmm. So to answer the question, it says a baby SEAL team, as in group of baby SEALs, can vary in size. Fuck them a job, man. But no. So Grok does not say anything about the number 13 and a SEAL team.
But why would it though, man?
So think about it. Like, for there to be 13 Navy SEALs in one helicopter that goes down and them supposedly just so happened to be the people that were involved in Osama bin Laden, and then the major guy, they make a movie out of him, and he dies from a shooting range accident from a little girl. This just don't make sense, man.
It does, though. It's a movie.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, like if we watching a movie, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would make perfect sense that, you know what I mean, that shit happened. If you're watching a movie and you're talking about the way Martin Luther King died, the way Tupac died, nigga, let's talk about the way JFK died, the way, you know what I mean? Like if we're looking at it objectively, From like, all right, this is just the movie you called the United States of America, right? And we're watching mm-hmm. this movie. If we looked at it objectively, all of that shit looks like the way that it happens is like a fucking evil fucking, like a fucking action film, like the fucking simplest fucking action film where there's a beginning, a plot, a twist at the end. You know what I mean?
Here's the script right here. Look, I'm gonna read the script. It's very simple, and then you can expand and you can just imagination can start flowing. But SEAL Team 6, officially known as Naval Special Warfare Development Group, is a highly specialized and elite U.S. military special missions unit. It was initially commissioned in November 1980 and became operational just 6 months later. The unit is comprised of Navy SEALs, sea, air, and land forces, and it is renowned for its direct action, counterterrorism, and special reconnaissance operations. One of the most notable operations carried out by SEAL Team 6 was the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan, 2011. This operation resulted in the death of the Al-Qaeda leader and was a significant victory for the U.S. in its war against terrorism. The unit's operational history also includes the rescue of Jessica Buchanan and Paul Hagen. It was 2012, the attempted rescue from I don't know, man. We don't got to go into all this. But anyway, that was a Haitian situation. I don't know if everybody remembers that. But so these people were kidnapped in 1991 during a coup in Haiti. There's been other coups, not just this one recently, folks. It's a fucking revolving door. It's always happening. But so this happened in 91. And then 2010 and 2012, there was these people that were rescued by SEAL Team 6. Short story. And the selection and training process for SEAL Team 6 is rigorous, obviously. So basically,
in the SEAL Team 6,
there's nothing about 13, though, except when there's some shit that goes on and some symbolism has to be put in there. And I honestly believe that when they put 33, 13, 6, 3, all that type of shit, like 9, all that in there, I honestly believe it's people, one side communicating to another side, being like, got you, bitch.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because why was it 13 Marines that died in Afghanistan when this past a year ago when the United States was pulling out of Afghanistan and they showed us that fake ass airplane with all the people
with the fucking the blow up plane.
That's a fake plane, bro. Think about it. Think about the picture they showed. Like, bro, we forget about this shit so much, but they showed us a picture of people in that plane standing up, looking up right at the camera. Now, when that plane took off, all them people would have been fucked up, dead, or hurt because they would have fell on top of each other when the plane took off. That doesn't make any sense. Things don't happen like that. When a cargo plane has the cargo strapped down, you don't just fly around with people standing there. That was a fake ass plane. And that 13, it kind of this was a setup. 13, here you go.
Well, and like,
every time the 13,
and that's basically the biggest, the biggest what the fuck is always like. So what the fuck or who the fuck, like you said, who the fuck or what the fuck has been planning this for so fucking long? Like, you know what I mean? Like, has somebody, like, it seems so well orchestrated, you know what I mean? Like, the chaos is way too organized for it not to be orchestrated, you know? And then you think about, shit, if you had all the money in the world, what else would you do? I mean, not people like us, but you know what I mean? Like, other motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Like, if you had all the money in the world already, you've already bought everything you've ever wanted, you've had every experience that there is to fucking have across the quote-unquote globe or flat earth there is. You've seen all the wonders. You've fucking, did all the dopest shit ever. Like, what do you do now? You fucked all the baddest bitches? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do now? You know what I mean? Like, and that's what these people are a group of. Like, these are a group of people who have just already beat the Monopoly game.
Yeah, I mean, like, these people might be so evolved, bro, that they might not even be into sex. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know that that's true or not, but, like, they're trying to push the agenda for there to be one type of person that could be both sex. And then when you get into that, it's like, well, that's a little bit of an introduction to transhumanism. Are these people even interested in that type of shit, or are they just like trying to make humanity go into one direction?
Right.
And then it's like, are they doing it for money? Is it just for power? Is it because, like you said, they've got all the power, the money that they need? They're just trying to fuck shit up or change shit how they want it. I mean, there's so many different fucking questions to ask. And so to me, when somebody tells you to look at a 30-second video and to tell you a whole narrative of everything that's going on in that little video, that's just a form of brainwashing to me or something like that. Because how can you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I honestly know that there was even a riot at a college last night if I wasn't there?
Right.
Because AI in the videos and the way that people can do CGI and shit is so good now. They do movies that look just like that, bro.
Bro, I seen a meme that said that basically the film industry was throwing away all the actors, like, Andy did his old toys. Because of, and because they got AI, and he was like, all right, I'm done playing with you with the actors now, because like I was, we was explaining yesterday, we fucked around and found out how capable AI is. It's like you can create an author. This dude was just an author. He wasn't, you know what I mean, he's somebody with a little bit of money. Dude's an author with a little bit of money, able to create himself an AI assistant that read all of his books so it can mimic him in his thought process. And it's his complete AI assistant. And he interviewed his AI assistant, and his assistant interviewed him back. So you're talking about if that's, and they were sitting side by side. You know what I'm saying? So you're looking at it like, oh shit, these niggas is, one of them's, you know, but one of them isn't real.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so Bruce Wayne, says Stormy Daniels is lucky she was fucking a Trump, not a Kennedy. I agree, man. And you know what? I also saw this video, and I'm sure people know what I'm talking about, but it's when I forgot the event. I think it was like some kind of dinner or some shit for the White House or whatever. One of them fucking rituals they do, right? And anyway, they had Kennedy in the crowd, and they had Marilyn Monroe come up on stage on the microphone and sing him. Yeah. Now, right before she got up there, it took her like a little while to get up to the stage. She was backstage. She might have been back there powdering her nose or snorting some powder, same thing, taking a shot of something, or she might have been being talked to. Because she was extremely fucked up, you could tell, right? But what's weird is right when she got up to the podium, the person that was introducing her made a comment that basically she was going to be killed. But the way he said it, you can't prove that that's what he was saying. And I'm going to find that fucking clip and we'll play that shit because it's free. You can do that. You know what I'm saying? Right. And we'll play that shit on the next show, Friday, matter of fact. And if I could find it right now, I would, but I don't think I can find it. But what the dude says, bro, when me and my wife watched that shit, and we weren't even watching it for that. I was just watching it because I went down this, me and her went down this hole of Marilyn Monroe, right? And I was looking at all the shit, and I was like, you know, like, damn, like she was really extremely popular and fucking the president, and everybody knew about the shit, bro. Everybody knew it. And he was married. Like everybody knew about this shit, but no, but it was all good. Like everybody knew Bill Clinton was doing, what's his name? What with Monica Lewinsky? Do I doubt that Trump had something going on with Stormy Daniels? Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he did all that shit that she says, but that ain't illegal. You know what I mean? So I don't know why they up in the courtroom for it, but what the dude says, bro, like he straight up, and she even pauses and kind of looks like, oh, that wasn't funny. You know what I mean? That kind of whatever. But I'm not sure how long after that, but it was not very long after that that she quote unquote overdosed. Now, I'm not saying she didn't overdose, but I'm not saying that maybe she thought she was taking something in her pill bottle and maybe she took something else, or maybe she was partying with somebody and they slipped something in her drink, or maybe there was a CIA agent that was like, hey, we got to shut this bitch up, man, because Jack Kennedy done told her some shit and she's up here fucked up, blabbing off at the mouth. We got to shut her ass up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. Who the fuck knows, right? But it's real crazy how she's dead, he's dead, his brother's dead. It's a lot going on with the Kennedys, but still to this day, if you go buy some liquor, the Kennedys get money off of it.
Facts. Big facts.
If you have a restaurant or a bar or a store and you apply for a liquor license and you get applied, when you pay that money, a portion of that money goes to the Kennedys. Oh, I mean, when you go to the liquor store and buy it,
what's his name? That's running for president, right?
Yeah.
He on it too. You know what I mean? He get a nice check from that too. You know what I mean?
Like, fuck it, all the Kennedys. The Kennedys in general.
As much work as he does, he seems like, it's crazy because it seems like we can't say certain things about the jabs or the vaccines, right?
But he can.
He can. He can say, I can repeat word for word exactly what this motherfucker has said about the fucking vaccine.
Tucker Carlson too.
And they can
fucking Joe Rogan.
Yup.
What's that dude's name that he talks? He's British. So
I know. He's like with the BBC.
Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Russell Brand. His YouTube channel. Why ain't he banned? See what I'm saying, bro? Like, something ain't adding the fuck up. Because you can't tell me that YouTube lets him say it just because he's got a big following. That doesn't even make fucking sense. That makes even more sense to silence the motherfucker. Right. So how the fuck can Joe Rogan say what the fuck he wants? Tucker Carlson. Goddamn Andrew Tate. He'll say that he's getting banned, but the bitch ain't banned. Where you banned at?
I think that's why they're all plants, man. It's all
got to be, bro.
All of them. Martin Luther King.
Because if Osama bin Laden can be a plant, then fucking Russell Brand can be a plant.
Oh my goodness. Then so can fucking, you know,
RFK.
RFK, Martin Luther King, nigga, Rosa Parks, fucking Tupac, Biggie.
Donald Trump.
Donald Fuck fucking it. Trump. Yeah, I mean, because a lot of people making him out to be, you know what I mean, like a super secret agent spy, which is a possibility. He could be. He could be a guy on the inside just doing what they were doing to everybody else and blackmailing the fuck out of these niggas. He could be.
Well, hey, think about it, bro. Before Donald Trump got up there and started telling everybody that America was shitty, how many people actually believed that America was shitty and it needed to be great again?
Right.
Probably not until the last person said it, which was motherfucking Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was an actor just like goddamn Donald Trump. They put his ass in the fucking office and he ran on the slogan of Make America Great Again. What the fuck, bro? It's the same shit over and over. I mean, come on,
right,
man.
Right.
And it says it in the fourth turning, the book.
Oh, says shit. It. I'm sorry. I'm really laughing. I'm just realizing that this motherfucking... This dude,
and how Bruce do we Wayne's, know Diddy did any of that shit, bro?
Look at Bruce Wayne's cover photo.
Yeah, I see it. But think about it, homie. Yeah. How do we know that Diddy wasn't working for the motherfuckers and he didn't incriminate all these motherfuckers? And how do we know that these three-letter alphabet agencies didn't go with all these rich, influential people and say this: we got you on tape, bitch. Pay up or go down. Do we really think that the government is only fucking the little guy?
Nah, but...
Because I don't think so.
Nah, but we... I just... There's more than... The reason why is... It is like...
Just like the Epstein shit, bro. This motherfucker was involved with all kinds of people.
I know, but the reason why it is like it is with Diddy is because, but even in the community, the hip hop community, and even in the black community, like in the black hip hop community, like that's not like a unknown thing for him to be doing freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit was, you know, from
Jack. Right, but I mean, I'm talking about like the trafficking part and
the
rape and all that shit. Like, I mean,
I don't think that.
At the end of the day, why would I believe that P. Diddy would have to rape somebody? Unless I was told and it was put in my brain that he's out here raping people. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he didn't rape nobody. I'm just saying.
I think he might have paid people to do freaky shit with him.
Right. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's not against the law.
No, it ain't.
It might be against your morals, whoever's morals, but it doesn't make it wrong.
Right, it don't.
It don't make it right either. It just don't make it wrong. It's just what he wanted to do.
I'm not thinking about it like that, though, bro, because people thinking about it as, you know, motherfuckers taking advantage of people, and people are being taken advantage of. Like, you might have a young upcoming artist, hip hop artist, and Diddy will take advantage of you completely. We already know. Look at his contracts.
Yeah.
So we already know he take advantage of people, right? But you don't have to sign the contract, though, right?
Exactly.
He, there's no karmatic return for him when he does it the way that he's doing it. So you just signed up to do some freaky shit. You didn't even know you signed up to do some freaky shit, because the only way you about to come out and make millions of dollars is if you get down with some freaky shit. Otherwise, yep, you gonna get even, you know what I mean? Like, all them girls with Danity Kane, like, them niggas just took a check and shut the fuck up. Everybody just took a check and shut the fuck up. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, and that's how it always is.
And then afterwards, after they spend the money, is when they start talking.
Yes, when
they need pissed. Some more motherfucking money.
Yeah, because they need some more. They didn't already sold themselves out. You know what I mean? And but you know,
and they can't do a goddamn thing in the industry, because the inside industry knows you've been used up, and we don't want you. You got too much bullshit attached to you. No.
And then you just do the research on. That's what's funny. How he has Drake up there. Bruce has Drake as his fucking profile picture right there and shit. Because what's going on in the industry right now with the whole rap beef and shit. And it's just wild how the whole economic system is down 5-6% or some shit like that. And music is up 8%.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, think about it. You got the beef tracks with the biggest fucking artists,
yep,
or diss tracks. What do you want to call it? I heard one by Kendrick. He got Drake so far. He told him, I don't like nothing about you. I'm a hater, bitch. Yeah, I don't like how you Kendrick, walk. Yeah. I'm like, I don't like the clothes you wear.
But you know how many fucking dumbass motherfuckers is letting that whole shit. Kendrick was doing, he's a poet, nigga. He's dogging you with real rap. Like, dog. Like, Drake is like, Drake is using social media and memes and shit like that to
dog. He said, I like Drake when he harmonizes, not when he battle raps.
Right. Drake is a straight up.
And it's like, artist. Bro, it's like, Drake, you gotta just stay in your lane, homie, because in all reality, you might be able to come up with some good shit, but you ain't gonna be able to deliver it like Kendrick.
You're right, but look, he is in his lane though. Because if we're talking about the music industry and who runs it, then he had a bar mitzvah.
Yeah,
he fucking, you know, like, his mom is Jewish. Not saying mm-hmm. that she's a Zionist, I don't know. But I know that he's Jewish. I don't know if they're Zionists. But according to the people that he hangs around and the deals that he's got and his record label, his management, just look up everybody's name and you'll realize that they're not the average Jewish person. They're more than likely a Jew Zionist.
Well, he's 100% in his lane. Because yes, he's a fucking actor.
Right.
He is a talented individual. Mm-hmm. And you can't take that from him.
Not at all.
You, Kendrick can't say you ain't talented. No, he can say anything else about him, but you can't say Drake can't rap, sing, and act, and rap, and perform, because we know he can. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might be able to say, bitch, you don't write your own music.
The reason why he's the biggest thing ever and they call him the sixth god and all this other shit is some Jewish shit.
100%.
It's not even some fucking, you know what I mean? That's what people don't even realize. Like, it's some fucking, it's, and not saying that it's Judaism, because the practice of Judaism, you don't see no real, you don't see no Orthodox Judaic rappers.
No. I mean, you, like, Weird Al Yankovic, he's Jewish, you know what I'm saying? And he dressed up like, remember that shit he did a long time ago? Yeah. He dressed up like an Orthodox Jew for fun. But other than that, I've never seen, you know what I mean?
Me neither. I've seen some, like I said, I've seen some Jews, some Jewish, Judaic Zionists or Christian Judaic Zionists wearing a yarmulke and rapping and with the Israel flag wrapped around mm-hmm. the shoulders. I've seen that, but I've never seen, you know what I mean, a Judaic practicing Orthodox Jew be a rapper. Okay. And not saying that there isn't one. That's just, I'm just saying that me personally, I haven't seen one. And if there is one, I'm sure he doesn't rap like how everybody else raps, because I bet you they don't rap like Drake raps.
Yeah.
I don't think he's not out here talking about fucking all the bitches and, you know, shooting niggas, because he definitely inferred that he shot XXX Tentacion. You know what I mean? If you kept your mouth live, if you kept your mouth shut on that lie, maybe be a lie. That nigga XXX said, if something happens to me, Drake did it. Ain't yep. that some shit, nigga? So yeah, he's definitely in his motherfucking lane. Because if we go back to all the way to Russia, them niggas was doing the same thing over there, bro. They was murking niggas. And that was just like, you ain't think like Orthodox Judaic Zionists were like literally murking niggas, but yeah, they ain't like your laws, nigga. Dead.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Perfect example is watch them videos from UCLA.
Yeah.
And you'll see at first it was, oh, we feel so sorry for the Jewish students there. They're getting picked on. And last night, it wasn't like that. Last night, they came out there and they beat the fuck out them people. And nobody would help the people that was getting beat up.
We did start with that, with the what the fuck. There was a comment that I wanted to make on that since with the what the fuck. And it was a comment I wanted to elaborate on after I said that we know that all Jews ain't Zionists. But what's going on in that college shit, I think that it's like they're trying to – I think it's another acting thing. You know what I mean? Like you said, I think it's a way another acting thing.
I know that when I was watching one of those videos, they're only like 30 seconds, so it's hard to really get anything from it. But
I mean,
you could see the people with the flag, the Israel flag, and that doesn't mean that they're Zionist either. You know what I'm saying? Does everybody with a American flag isn't American terrorist or whatever these people are trying to make it out to be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, the group that had the Israeli flag, bro, they were yelling USA, USA to the people that were pro-Palestine. So it's like, it's so motherfucking intertwined with each other and confusing that it's really hard to wrap your head around what the fuck is really going on. Because you got a person holding up, you got two people holding up different flags, and one of them is screaming for a place that don't even fucking exist, and the other one is screaming for a place that supposedly is part of the reason why they're doing bad. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. And also, these are the same fucking colleges that popped off with the BLM riots. Are these colleges communist?
Bro, I truly think that we're going to see just a whole, it's just going to be a continuous stream of bullshit, right?
Yeah, until this bit breaks down until they decide to say, fuck it, and we're going to wipe all the bullshit out.
Yes, I mean.
And that could be done with a purge.
Yeah, a purge could happen, bro. I don't, man, it's so crazy. And I honestly, you know, I enjoy it. A lot of people find, you know, fear in it, you know, because it can be sometimes a fearful kind of topic. Because no matter how much we don't think that this is affecting us, it is. Like people don't even realize while all of that was going on, there's been 40 motherfuckers killed in Chicago by shootings.
Right.
This is all recent. Everything is recent. Like, and then there's been, you know, 8 different shootouts with cops.
Well, I was about to say, 4 cops got killed, 2 days ago? And there's been, like, you know, several different shootouts.
That's why we come here and say, what the fuck? Because obviously it's election season, right? We know it. Trump's literally on trial right now. The nigga's literally on trial. And you know what's so funny is that as soon as he said that, man, I've been indicted, I'll be on trial so much, the black community, you know, starting to like me more. And then now all of a sudden he's on trial again. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's so crazy how the narrative is just like, or you could read it. You could read it. I just think people need to, you know, look inside themselves and ask, like, really, what the fuck is going on? You can't lose focus in all of this shit, man. Like, this shit ain't about to stop. This shit ain't – nothing that they tell us is fucking truth. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to run out of oil or resources and all that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, none of that shit's about to fucking happen, bro. Like, they just want to create, you know, panic and scarcity amongst the humans. The climate change type of shit. Like, nobody can prove any of this shit, bro. You know how many fucking – you know, listen, y'all want to know how many boring ass fucking climate change fucking meetings with Congress that I sat through.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, how about this?
Fucking time, bro. I swear to gosh, y'all. Like, I did it for y'all. I should make a video about how I sat through this shit so y'all didn't have to. And I told, and I, everybody I tell, I'm like, bro, just climate change ain't shit. Bro, that ain't nothing, bro. I don't know what the fuck.
There's got no proof on that. And think about this, too. So, if you believe that in your, you know, maximum 110 years or whatever of living here on this planet, that climate change is going to destroy the planet unless we do something about it right now, then you're a little fucking naive and you're probably a little narcissist also to think that it's everything's revolving around your life. Okay. This fucking planet has been here for, I don't even fucking know how long.
If it is a planet, this reality, this
right, whatever this shit whatever is, whatever right? it is, has so if climate change is going to destroy the planet, it's supposed to.
Right.
While you're alive, if that happens, then it's just.
I agree, man. I completely agree, and I like to come and say what the fuck about this shit. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, we ain't got time for that. We're trying to get this bag. We're trying to get this cheddar. And best believe, we on that same mission. Visit thinkhighcrew.com. Get yourself a new bucket hat that just got released. Bitcoin halving shirts are now up on the website as well. If you want space on the website, or would you like to, I guess you want to say, promote your business through our podcast, feel free to hit us up. We will oblige anybody who's trying to do business with us, as long as you ain't on no fuck shit. Everybody out here just trying to on a hustle, trying to get a bag. And I'll tell you right now, you know what I mean, when you can sit back and ask yourself what the fuck is really going on, you can fuck around and find out what you need to be doing. You know what I mean? So like during all of this shit, you know, so the fuck what? You know what I mean? Watch all of it, be entertained by it, because that's what it's really there for to do. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, everybody has a choice. And if we really wanted to, we ain't none of us had to participate in this shit tomorrow if we don't fucking want to. But shit, I've already not been participating as much as I can. You know what I mean? Like, shit, I can't, you know what I mean? We can't.
Right. It's hard to not participate any more than I'm already doing. Shit. Right. I was going to go live in a goddamn pond or something. That's about the only way. And then they're still going to come out there tomorrow. Well, you can't do. What about your carbon, sir? Your carbon.
Sir, you're going to, if you want to use that windmill, you're going to need wind rights, sir.
Yeah. You can't collect any water out here in the woods. That's against the law.
Sir. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be back Friday for Fire Music Friday. Visit thinkhighcrew.com and think about what you see and what you're told. Ask yourself, why do you believe it? And then if that stirs up like some thinking inside of you, then ask yourself, why would somebody want me to think that's happening? Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why? And then if there is a reason, if it's got anything to do with money or power, then there could be some foolery going on.
I think that we should all learn that what's really important is you and me, is you, us. We're really what's important. So if you just focus on your self-improvement, you know what I mean, then like you'll be a better human for everybody else around you. But you just got to know when it comes to this shit, it's going to be a lot of fuckery. And it's fun to sit back and be like, what the fuck is really going on? Because like I said, it all bring you back to yourself. That's how I see it. You know what I mean? You'll be like, well, I'll be damned. Because if all of this shit is telling me to do this and that and distracting me, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to do what I need to do for me and enjoy the shit. Like, I'm down here tending to my babies right now. Got my plants going. Talking some bullshit with my humans online. We gonna drop this episode and we'll be back Friday to play some fucking music and celebrate. Oh, I'd like to tell y'all to look forward to us having more of a production coming to you. We're working on visuals, whether it be AI or animation or even maybe even fucking coming together and fucking getting on an RV or some shit and driving around parts of the world in the studio on the bus or some shit. I don't know, one summer. I don't know. We've been talking about a lot of different shit. We got crypto. We got NFTs coming soon, a whole collection dropping. We also got a dope ass Web3 product that we'll be releasing for everybody to enjoy. It's going to be a fantastic ride. So just stay tuned to the Think High Crew. Visit us again at thinkhaiku.com and we'll catch y'all Friday. Oh yeah. Once again, while we're switching to this production type, we might slow down a little bit on the lives, but we'll still be here and we'll definitely be dropping some shit for you. So yeah, I think that's about all I wanted to say. My bag, no, we kind of went, 2 hours or an hour and a half, which is all good.
I'm just trying to make it out to Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. All this fucking darkness, you know how we do it. How we do it. All these guns and drugs, you know how we do it. How we do it. Get it out that mud, you know how we do it. Yeah. I'm just trying to make it out to Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. All this fucking darkness, you know how we do it. How we do it. All these guns and drugs, you know how we do it. How we do it. Ain't no fucking love, you know how they do us.
Yeah, eyes out, they want a nigga blind to this shit. Fuck around, find out, niggas really God in this bitch. Just watch how I move, it's all in my genes. DNA of an 80s baby, I should've been born with a triple beam. Now that's balance, bitch, I trap hard, NASCAR with that pack. Hit the gas, make them circle back. Niggas got Jesus running laps. Told them Ben I keep with that bag. I'm in a 12th house with them 9 guys. Pushing fire all through this tripod, holding your God in a glass. Left the field talk for them field niggas. Whips and chains are a real killer. No mask on so it feel realer. I'm not black, I'm God. Still nigga, so try Jesus, don't try me, or you gon' end up in your fucking grave quicker, nigga.
I'm just trying to make it out to Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. All this fucking darkness, you know how we do it. How we do it. All these guns and drugs, you know how we do it. How we do it. Get it out that mud, you know how we do it. Yeah, I'm just trying to make it out to Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. All this fucking darkness, you know how we do it. How we do it. All these guns and drugs, you know how we do it. How we do it. Ain't no fucking love, you know how they do it.